It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Helper Mayor Lanice Peterman, and it's time to talk all about the Helper Arts Festival that's starting on August 19th this year. And as always, it's going to kick off with that culture connection up there in Helper. Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's time to get back to the Arts Festival. We lost it last year, as we did a lot of things. And this year, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, as it always is. And so let's just get right into it and talk Helper Arts Festival for 2021.
Sure. So as you said, the 19th, we partner with Price City and Culture Connection. So we'll be closing our main street to host Culture Connection that Thursday, along with a gallery stroll. So all of the galleries will be open and people can enjoy the artwork and everything that our local area artists have been doing over the past year. And then we roll right into it Friday with a setup, vendor setup. We will point out that we're structuring the actual festival differently, and this is to enhance social distancing. So you will not see booths down the center of Main Street. What you will see are booths on the left and right side of Main Street, and they will have 15 feet between each booth. And again, that is a measure we're taking to keep people safe and healthy. But the vendor count is very good. We have 50 plus art vendors we're expecting, and we're able to accommodate that and to help keep people safe.
And that's what it's really going to be all about. But it's really also about just getting out and having fun and enjoying yourselves. And once again, like you said, it starts off on August 19th with Culture Connection on Main Street in Helper, and it'll be Memphis McCool, and that's it for Thursday. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the gallery stroll will be open. You can go and walk through the galleries, go down and get something to eat in downtown Helper, make a night of it, and head down there. And then we're going to start up first thing Friday at noon with the music. We'll start in the park once again.
Yes, we'll kick off music at noon, and that will run to 11. We are looking forward to having vendors open by about 2, earlier if possible, depending on how setup obviously goes with 50 odd booths going in. So we expect to run 2 to dusk with the vendors, and then the music, beer and wine will be obviously from that afternoon through the evening hours.
And I've looked at it. You've got it from noon to 11 on Friday and Saturday, both nights.
Correct.
So get out there and check out the Facebook page, has the entire lineup of it.
And so does the Arts Festival website. That'll be helperartsfestival.com. You can check out the information there. We're also relocating the Kids Art Yard. That will be in the lot between the bowling alley and Marsha's sandwich shop. So we'll have tents there, tables and things for the kids. It'll keep them a little more centralized. And then we're also implementing a community stage at the south end of Main Street where we would like to encourage locals who basically kind of an open mic, you know, if they want to sing, dance, you know, if they have a band and want to play, that's going to be a great opportunity to showcase our local talent.
And if people, you are asking that they register, how do they do that? What do they need to do?
So to register, you can email helperartsfestival@gmail.com, or you can text me at 801-712-7622. Text is best just because I'm in meetings and can't often pick up the phone. But if you're interested, let me know a name and what you do and what type of music you might need, because we'll have a sound system and mics available, obviously. We also plan to put a tent down by the stage so that people are in the shade, because obviously we don't have a lot of shade on Main Street. So that'll keep people comfortable while they're watching our locals with all that great talent perform.
And one of the things that you said, you know, and it's perfect. You said like a local dance group. So if you've got a local dance group that wants to get out and perform, or yeah, like you said, if you have a band or if you sing or whatever you would like to do, it's an open mic. You've just got to get a hold of them and get registered for it, and that'll be down at the south end of Main Street. Also taking part in the Arts Festival this year is his Helper's Poet Laureate.
Correct. So Nancy Takis is our Poet Laureate. She has lined up two local poets, Matthew Sorensen and Adam Fivecoat, who are going to do a poetry workshop from 11 to 2 on Saturday for kids ages 8 to 14. We're excited to offer that to the kids. And, you know, Nancy does a great job, and these local area poets are all excellent. So we're hoping they take advantage of that. That'll be at Aunt Nell's Soda Shop, which is previously the Vogue, currently under renovation. I should also tell you that we're doing a lot of fun things with the film piece of the festival. At the conclusion of Friday at 11:30, we're going to do a midnight showing of a local Utah film filmed in Canyonlands, and we're excited to offer that to folks, and it'll kick off about 11:30 Friday night. And then Sunday, we will have a stop-motion film workshop, again, for kids and their family from 10 until about 11:30 at the Rio. So the Utah Film Commission is coming down. They're going to bring iPads and iPhones, and they're going to work with the kids on how to create stop-motion films.
And so is the movie going to be at the Rio as well?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So perfect. So a lot going on. Those 3 days up there in Helper, once again, noon to 11, Friday and Saturday for the music in Main Street Park. And then noon to 2 on Sunday as Natural Causes comes down and closes it out on Sunday. You're going to have plenty of food vendors, like you said, the beer, the wine garden, all that. It's just exactly what we've come to expect from the Helper Arts Festival. And it's time to get back out and enjoy yourselves. We've been doing it all summer long. Why stop now, right?
Yes. Again, we want you safe, but, you know, we think we're taking the necessary steps and working with the health department on, you know, how we can best protect your health. So.
All right. One more time, let's give them the website address if they've got any questions or anything's on there.
Sure. It's www.helperartsfestival.com. The music lineup is listed along with times. You'll see a ton of information on the website, and we're excited to share that with everyone.
Okay. Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about the Arts Festival for this year.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.